and welcome to the Chris on Deck podcast, where we are talking the Seattle Mariners. To start, it was a rough start to the season. Five consecutive series losses to start the year. I mean, pitching wasn't there. We expected our guys, Castillo, Kirby, to come out and just absolutely deal like they did last year, and it just hasn't been the case. And it doesn't help that offense was not there either. I mean, only a few guys were able to hit over 200 for the most part of that stretch. But, you know, when we came back to home and we faced the Reds and we got a sweep of them, that felt great. Then we got a series win against the Rockies, and lately we got a shutout win over the Rangers, and then a loss last night, of course, so we're looking at a rubber match today. Some things have been going well for us now since we took that turn is quality starts. Our rotation, those guys, they've been locked in lately. Quality starts left and right, everybody's going 5-6 innings, bunches of strikeouts, limiting our walks, and it's just been fantastic. To help, you know, the offense is finding some life. I mean, there's still plenty of issues. Strikeouts are without a doubt the biggest one. We're bottom five in strikeouts, over 240 of them. Only last I checked, we're only behind Colorado, Boston, and Oakland. And it doesn't help that, you know, the bottom half of our rotation still has low batting averages. On the bright side, at least, Rojas, Julio, Cal, Mitch, Ty, they're all finding their stride right now. They're all batting over 250. You know, Julio hit his first home run on Tuesday. Cal's found power. He went a stretch where he had four home runs in 5 days. I mean, come on. They're starting to find it, but we got to see a little bit more going from the rest of this team. In France, he commented on the swing adjustment after going to driveline. He said it feels cleaner. He's finding more solid contact, shorter swing. And a big one for him was he feels like he's taking less pitches off his hands. As for Josh Rojas, I mean, I can't get enough of this guy. He's batting over 300, and his OPS is over 800. I mean, why weren't we starting him more during the first half of this what we've seen so far? JP, Polanco, Garver, I mean, they're still all struggling. They're all batting below 200, and they just don't seem to have it yet, and we need them to start getting on base more, getting more hits, especially in the clutch. I mean, we got so bad, we called up Clase out of the minors, and I mean, he did everything we could have asked for. 6 games, 250 batting average, 3 RBIs, really showing some great speed. He only had 2 stolen bases, but, you know, if he gets more playing time, I mean, that number's going to go up real fast. Another young guy we just called up, Leo Rivas. I think that's how you say his name. I mean, we just called him up from AAA Tacoma. Switch hitting shortstop, batting 308, 884 OPS, 2 home runs, 5 stolen bases in AAA so far this year. I mean, if that doesn't tell JP he's got to start getting on base more, he's going to start seeing more time on the bench, I don't know what will. It's go time for these guys. There's plenty of youth that's ready to make starts, and if our starting guys aren't going to start playing better, there's guys who are hungry right now. And I mean, look at this. I mean, among the worst team in the league at runners on base. It's just a lack of clutch hitting. You know, back to our strikeout issue. You know, we're getting guys on base all the time, it seems like, between walks, maybe a single here and there. But, I mean, we're only seeing a few guys getting hit a game for most games, it felt like. But then when they get on, nobody else is doing anything. You know, we hit a single with no outs. What's next? Strikeout followed by a double play. I feel like I see it every night. But I mean, like I said before, at least the pitching's starting to find some success, and you know, it's time for these two guys to start working. These two halves of the team to work together a bit more. You know, Gilbert and Miller, absolutely crushing it. Gilbert's going 33.2 innings with a 1.87 ERA. I mean, we knew at the beginning of the year he was going to be one of our best pitchers this year. But I mean, we didn't expect everybody else to do so bad, and I mean, but this is still a phenomenal performance so far by Gilbert. You know, he'll start be at this pace. You know, we'll start thinking maybe he's our Cy Young this year. At the very least, as of right now, he's our go-to guy. He's number one. Bryce Miller, 28.1 innings pitched, 2.22 ERA. Didn't have the best night last night. Barely got through 5 innings. If he did, but I mean, on the whole, he's doing great. I really like Bryce Miller. You know, going at last offseason, we were talking about, okay, well, we got this young pitching staff. You know, who's going to come in? Who's going to do what? Brian Will and Bryce Miller, could we see trades happening, trying to help the offense out some more? And, I mean, Bryce Miller, I didn't want to see him go. I mean, he pitches the contact, sort of. And, you know, when you watch him pitch, lots of contact gets hit off of him. And, you know, he'll give up hits. But it's playable hits. And it's these limiting home runs. And he's limiting walks. And it's giving us a chance to play good defense and score runs. And that's why he's at where he's at. But, I mean, as for Castillo and Kirby and Emerson, I mean, they're starting to turn a corner. You know, Castillo had a fantastic start earlier this week. Kirby's starting to find himself again. But, I mean, it's a very rough start to the year. I mean, Castillo took four losses straight to start the year. But, you know, now we're starting to see him turn around. It's going to take some more effort to get their ERAs back down to where they want to be. And, I mean, you can't get those losses back, but we can get more wins going forward. As for Brian Wu, in his rehab game on Sunday, he pitched three perfect innings with five strikeouts. I mean, that's when you're a major league pitcher and you're making a rehab start, that's what that needs to look like. You're not playing around in AAA. You need to get back to the majors, and that's where Brian Wu needs to be. As for relief pitching, I mean, I think the one burning question is, who's our closer? Munoz is 1-for-2 so far, 3.24 ERA. 9 games, 2 saves. In that time, 7 hits and 6 walks. I mean, his velo's still there. He's a flamethrower. We know that. There's no denying it. He's one of the hardest throwing pitchers in the league. But he lacks control, and that's been costly. I feel like every time he throws a slider, it's just missing by a mile. You know, occasionally he'll get a whiff on it, but more often than not, it's just 3-2 counts, and he gives up a walk, and then things just kind of go downhill. When we saw him before, when we had Paul Sewald as the closer and Munoz as the setup, he was lights out. And I think that's just because he wasn't facing the top three guys in the other team's lineup. He was facing the bottom three. So maybe his place isn't as a closer, but as a setup pitcher. And because we've seen him deal those bottom lineups, and we've seen him be lights out. Maybe that's where he should be. So who's our closer then? Is it Ryan Stanek? 9 games, 2.16 ERA, 2 saves. By all means, he's doing better than Munoz is, and I wouldn't mind seeing him getting more chances for saves, but it's kind of in the same boat there. High velocity, he throws a 99 mile an hour fastball and matches it with a sinker slider, or splitter slider, sorry. And when he throws that splitter and that slider, he hardly locates them. It's more or less just throwing it out there and hoping that the batter flails at it. Other relief pitchers I want to highlight, Gabe Spire. I can't praise Gabe Spire enough. I mean, I love this guy. 10 games, 1.04 ERA. You know, lefty with great movement on his pitches. He goes up there. I mean, more often than not, he just locks down. And he cleans out an inning there in like the 7th or 8th inning and move on. What's next? Can't get enough of him. Unsung hero Trent Thornton, 10 games, 0.93 ERA. Only allowing 6 hits and 1 walk. I mean, last year, you know, we didn't see much of him. What we saw, it wasn't the best. But this year so far, I mean, same deal as Spire. We put him in, and there's no issues. These aren't guys who are giving up runs and causing us losses. These are guys who are getting in there and giving our offense chances to put more runs on the board. The offense, of course, is still struggling to do that consistently. Lastly, for our relief pitching, Gregory Santos and Matt Brash, they're still out with injury. You know, hoping they'll come back here before the end of April. Might not be until May at the best, though. And so coming up for us tonight, we got a rubber match against Texas. Luis Castillo's getting the start against Andrew Heaney. After that, we got a 3-game stretch against Arizona at home, and then 3 more games at home against Atlanta. So with this Texas match coming up tonight, you know, get that win. Get a series win. Show you can win against teams that are, you know, in your division especially, but also teams that you know are good. You know, the AL West has been out to a rough start this year for everybody. Texas, Seattle, Houston especially. So, you know, this offense still has all sorts of power. You know, there's no denying that. So we got to get a series win tonight so we can still beat good teams like we beat the Reds. And we're not just beating up on bad teams like the Rockies and teams that are down. When a team's down, you got to show up and you got to beat them. And that's what we got to do tonight against Texas. Against Arizona, I'd like to see 2-3 wins, but Arizona's a good team, but tricky. You know, we're going to see. They gotta show up. Arizona's not a slouch. They can show up and win in that series as well. That'll put us in a great spot because by the time Atlanta comes to town, We've done pretty good against Atlanta in the past, but it's early in the year still, and we don't historically have a good track record early in the year, as we know. So against this Atlanta team, they're good. They're really good. They're gonna be Mariners are gonna be fighting to not get swept. Something to think about for the fans. I mean, in business, you talk about a culture. What's the culture of the Mariners? And it's hard to tell because as fans have many issues with the management and the ownership of this team. Are struggles because of coaching or is it because of management? I mean, think about Cal's comment last season where he said they had issues with the team not going and getting players we need to be getting. We know what we should be competing for. We're trying to compete for the pennant. We're trying to compete for the World Series, and that's just not happening. Instead, and nothing against these other players. I absolutely love these guys we're getting, but we know where we should be, and it feels like the ownership is just not making the efforts to get us where we know we should be. Instead, we're still in this lull of barely staying 500, getting hot later in the season, barely missing the playoffs by one or two games, making it in 2022. If we can make the playoffs, this team's got drive. They got fire. They'll go out and they'll shock teams. If they gotta be a Cinderella, they'll be a Cinderella. But we know we shouldn't have to be a Cinderella story. We know we're good. We know what we can do. We just need to go do it. Plain and simple. Another issue fans have is with Scott Servais. I mean, I like Scott Servais personally as a coach. Any coach that's willing to go out on the field and take a punch for their team when a brawl starts, I'll run through a wall for them. But we can't deny that there's some game management issues with Scott Servais. We're putting in pinch hitters for guys in situations where they're not prepared for, just not setting up our guys for success is the big thing. One issue I hear a lot is, well, why aren't we bunting? I think about the World Baseball Classic that happened a couple years ago. Look at Team Japan. The championship game against Team USA, they were bunting to move runners up and score them, and they won. Close games, you got to be willing to play some small ball. Now, that doesn't mean I want to see every game them having to bunt to move guys up. Because if you can't hit the ball and all you can do is bunt, you're not winning. But you got to give yourself those opportunities. We got to try and limit our double plays we're getting into, prevent strikeouts. If it means sacrifice hits, I'll take it. Because that's something we're lacking in. There is just a lack of, when a runner's in scoring position, we're just not moving them up. Runners left on base, once again, that's just a huge issue for us. Anyways, that's it for today's episode. Keeping it short and simple. Go Mariners.